God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. World War II ended in 1945. However, many people would say, those who have studied the history, that Hitler lost the war actually in no later than 1942. In 1941, Hitler was making a push for Moscow and other major Russian cities. And he made the same mistake that Napoleon had made 100 years before him, and that was he outpaced his supply line. He was stuck in Russia in the dead of winter. They froze, they starved, they were really outgunned eventually. What happened? What happened was Hitler, though he thought he would win, in fact, everyone thought he would win for some time going up against the Russians, he got away from his supply line. The trucks, trains, planes, boats, whatever, bringing supplies from Germany out to the front, they were overextended. You know, in Exodus 23, God is talking about the land of promise. And God says to Israel, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. God says, I'm not going to drive out the Canaanites in 1 year. It's going to be over a period of time. And the reason is because if you raise every city and the beasts of the field come and become a menace, then you will not have advantaged yourself. Verse 30 says, but by little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. So there was a reason for the pace. God later says about this land that he would give them, that he would deliver, I will set the bounds. So God controlled both the time and the territory. I will drive them out by little. I will set thy bounds. It was not an if question. It was a when and how question. And you can learn something very important from history and certainly from the children of Israel, and that is do not outpace your supply line. Sometimes in life we have some ambition, something we want to do that may not be wrong, but we get out ahead of God, either in time or in territory. And God is in control of both those things. We become short-sighted by the walls ahead of us, or we become greedy as did Achan with what lies within the walls. We become either fearful or impatient. And ultimately, your supplier will call the shots. If it's money, if it's another person, if it's your own ambition, if that is the supplier of what you have, then it calls the shots. Now, the truth is God made you and God knows your portion. When Israel went into Canaan, God had an inheritance and a portion for each tribe. And so God does for you today. When it comes to both time and territory, both time and space, don't outpace your supply line. Live by faith, yes. Launch out when God says go, yes. But don't get ahead of God. A good thing is a good thing in the right time. And a good thing at the wrong time is not a good thing. So today, follow God's leading. Follow at God's pace and know that He is sufficient. Don't outpace your supply line.